Last year, the Army announced its Select, Train, Equip, Promote program. It requires enlisted soldiers to go through certain courses before being promoted to non-commissioned officer rank. Now, the Army previously promoted soldiers before they received schooling. Now that the education is required, the Army is trying to cut back on a 14,000 soldier education backlog. Federal News Radio Scott Massioni has more.
The Army's trying to prepare its non-commissioned officers for the future, and education is the vehicle they're using. As of January 1st, non-commissioned officers have to go through training before receiving their promotion. That means a promotion to sergeant requires the completion of a new basic leader course. Staff sergeants must complete an advanced leader course, and sergeant first classes must complete a senior leader course. The only problem is the Army had 14,000 soldiers in need of some kind of training. That number has taken a slight cut after the first quarter of fiscal 2016. According to Army Training and Doctrine Command Sergeant Major David Davenport, the Army's promotion education backlog fell by 2,287 in the first quarter of 2016. Here's Davenport on the new numbers.
That's kind of the chalk line as of December. Remember, we announced in October, so that many soldiers saw that we were getting at it. And remember, they have 18 months from January the 1st to get PME compliant. So I think the good news out of that is it is a small reduction. I agree with that. But more importantly, the message is getting out that STEP is important. And if you want to get promoted, you got to get into the school.
PME stands for Professional Military Education within the Select, Train, Equip, and Promote, or STEP program. The courses are not only for junior-level commissioned officers. In October, TRADOC started the pilot of its Master Leadership course in Fort Bliss, Texas. That course prepares senior NCOs to work on commissioned officers' staffs and lead troops. Here's Davenport again on some of the courses.
With STEP, that now requires them to come to the proponent schoolhouse in order to be educated. So once we have them in the schoolhouse, we have to make sure that the POIs are relevant. It has some rigor behind it, and they are taught by first-class instructors. So that is kind of a general overview. Specifically, we've added two new levels to our NCO PDS. The Master Leader course is a 17-day course for Master Sergeant, Sergeant First Classes being promoted to Master Sergeant. We just finished up the second iteration of the pilot. We'll begin the third and final pilot next month in March, so it becomes a program or record for our Army beginning FY17. We've also moved the Executive Leader course. That was a course typically set aside for those command sergeants majors and sergeants majors that work for general officers. We pulled it from the broadening sign and made it a formal requirement into the non-commissioned officer professional development system.
STEP is still in its early stages, but eventually it will expand to become a more sophisticated education model. Davenport says TRADOC is working on a common core that will go throughout the courses. The Common Core will have six subjects that are still pending. Davenport says those subjects could include training, profession, and readiness. Davenport suggested history as one of the Common Core subjects. He says it's important for soldiers to know how far the Army has come and to give them a sense at where they stand today. STEP's reforms are a complete overhaul of the Army's NCO training. Davenport calls it a revolution in training. But STEP isn't just courses. It's also a change in the way soldiers are evaluated. Here's Davenport again.
We also are looking at how we provide grades to our soldiers. When they complete a course, they get a document. It's called a DA Form 1059 or an Academic Evaluation Report. We're retooling, reshaping the information contained on there. We want to start talking about grade point averages, enumeration in the course, how they did on their writing assessment, and of course the typical stuff that we're concerned with as soldiers is their fitness level. And then providing room for the instructor to write about the competency attributes of the student while they were in the course.
The things the soldiers learn in these courses can be translated into the civilian world. Soldiers earn college credit or career credentials when going through the courses and professional development. For instance, Davenport said soldiers who drive trucks might get Class C commercial licenses. STEP is also set up to reward high-performing soldiers that distinguish themselves in the classroom. Davenport explains.
In our strategy line of effort, number two is about talent management. And, of course, we want to retain and promote the best of the best. That's what makes our Army strong. So that's where really the academic report, the AER, or the DA Form 1059 comes into play. Right now, it's really vague, but we're going to put some meat on the bones of that thing. So really, when that soldier, that non-commissioned officer, appears in front of a promotion board, it can really along with the other doctors, the ERB and, of course, the NCOER, really can set them apart from their peers.
Davenport says the Army's currently fleshing out those details and should have a policy by this summer. The new requirements come at a time when the services and the Defense Department are trying to retain and recruit talent to lead U.S. defense into the future. Defense Secretary Ash Carter announced the Force of the Future, which will cultivate DOD and military personnel. The program will also make it easier for workers to move between private and public sectors. Most recently, Carter announced an expansion in military maternity leave to try and keep the Defense Department's benefits on par with private industry. The Army's hoping STEP will grow its NCOs and keep them interested in the Army. Here's Davenport again.
It's going to assist our non-commissioned officers become even more professional, that can operate in the Army operating concept, you know, the chaos, be adaptable, lead organizations to win in this complex world. It's a deliberate process of progressive and sequential training, educations to gain those experiences. There's three domains that make a leader in our Army. That's the self-development domain. That's the domain where Davenport wants to improve him or herself in either by reading lists, doing more PT. There's the operational domain. Those are the things that the organizations do to help Davenport become a non-commissioned officer. And then there's the institutional domain, which is TRADOC's role in the formal schoolhouse, the education. So it's to line up all three of these domains in a progressive, sequential manner to help our non-commissioned officer corps thrive in the AOC.
In Washington, Scott Massioni, FederalNewsRadio.com, and 1500 AM.